Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody. It's Winter with the Shift Spotlight. And today I am here with Ben Cooper. He's the owner of Amplify Business and can be found at amplify.business. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thank you, Winter. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. So cool stuff in the background before we dive into my little icebreaker question here. What do you got going on back there?
Well, I needed a place for some guitars. I used to live in Nashville, Tennessee, was a songwriter before pivoting. And I was writing songs. And so I have a good collection of instruments. And I wanted to have a good Zoom background for doing video calls with folks.
It's very cool. And I do need to ask, have you ever been to the Bluebird Cafe?
In fact, I have performed at the Bluebird Cafe probably a dozen times. So I got to be in the round. And one of those times was with Ricky Skaggs. He's a bluegrass legend. He recorded some songs that I'd written, and it was actually his first time ever playing in the round at the Bluebird. I got to be a part of the group of four songwriters that night. So it was a really special.
Nice. That's super awesome. So quick story here. I've always wanted to go to the Bluebird. And so when my husband and I went to Nashville, we were not engaged or married at the time, but he kind of looked like Deacon. He had like the curly hair and I had much longer hair. I kind of looked like Raina James. So I created these like admit to Raina James and Deacon Claiborne for those who've watched the show Nashville.
Yep.
And we were not going to get in, and we got in because of that. So it was super awesome. It was the last table right in the front. I mean, it was just amazing.
And there's no bad seat in that room. I mean, it's so small. It's and I loved that they recreated that for the set of Nashville for them to be able to film.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. So let's dive into it. Before we dive into it, if you could wake up tomorrow with any superpower, business aside, what would you pick and how would you use it?
Infinite time. I would love, our kids are at such a fun stage right now. They're kindergarten up through eighth grade. We just got back from a fall break trip, driving up to the Great Lakes. And it's just, you know, it's time is going so quick. And even just growing the business and, you know, wanting to have time to make music and do all the things that I'm passionate about. It just feels like that would be the one thing, just, you know, such a sweet phase of life right now. And
that is a good one. That's probably one of the best ones I've heard, because it's like, you know, if you had more time, you could make more money, because they say time is money. If you had more time, you could make more health, because you could just work out, whatever. I mean, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Okay. So at a high level, tell us what it is that you do.
So Amplify is a fractional CFO team. We work with a lot of businesses who run on EOS. We basically connect the dots when there are numbers everywhere, and a lot of founders tend to be more creative than spreadsheet oriented or in love with numbers. And so whenever a business owner is facing huge decisions and even big fundamental questions like, what is the why behind my business and how do I make sure that I'm building the business in a way that is in line with my definition of success? One of the things we love to do is really drill into, okay, what is your vision on the VTO as you look ahead in the future? What are the metrics on your scorecard that you're trying to track? And how can we, you know, really create a growth plan and almost like a GPS for your business, where we can look at different growth scenarios forward and have a meaningful interaction with the profit and loss every month? So a lot of times we see business owners just maybe not paying close attention or really getting the full value of insights out of their numbers in their business. And we really love to come alongside in that relationship with them.
Right. And so you went from creative songwriter to strategic, you know, CFO. Yep. Tell us a little bit about your journey to starting this company and how you got there.
Absolutely. So I actually grew up around finance. My dad was in corporate finance and was in private equity. So numbers were always very familiar for me. And even as I moved to Nashville, I got into the engineering side of recording and really a lot of, mathematics in there as well. So I wasn't necessarily the tortured poet who was performing on the street corner. I was, very much looking at it with a system view and kind of a technical view of even the music side. And that was really a fun experience being able to do that for 10, 15 years. And then, if you don't have a number one song on the radio, it's kind of tough to buy diapers for your kids as they're getting bigger. And so, ended up kind of transitioning from the full-time music thing to getting an MBA in entrepreneurship, and kind of retooling a little bit in Austin, Texas. That allowed me to come back to Nashville and work with a group of investors. My job was doing due diligence, so sitting down with business owners who honestly had seen Shark Tank one too many times, it felt like, and they were thinking, I don't know how to continue growing this business, but I've been trained by this TV show to go try to find an investor that's going to solve everything. And 10 minutes into a conversation, it hurt me on a heart level that they were trying to negotiate or come to the table without a clear understanding of their own numbers oftentimes. And so being able to sit with them and start to look at the coming months and profitability and break even and seasonality within their business, it was like turning the lights on for them in some ways. And so that was really the origin about a decade ago of the first companies just saying, hey, we actually don't want to sell part of our business. We'd love to continue steering the company in a direction where we get to define success. Could we just meet with you every month and you keep us on track? And that was really fun. And in a neat way, the hard part of that journey, I kind of said, yeah, 10 or 15 years in Nashville, that felt like a death in some ways, transitioning out of, I thought that was, I was going to be in Nashville forever, making music forever. And when it didn't pan out the way that I, was hoping it would, it really felt like a dead end in some ways. And in a neat way, coming through and starting Amplify, coming alongside business owners, I was amazed at how much creative problem solving translated from the work I was doing in the music world into the entrepreneurial world. And
Interesting.
also even parallels with like signal flow in recording and cash flow in finance. There are a lot of moving parts with both of those that kind of use the same part of the brain for creative problem solving.
Yeah, I love that. That's actually very interesting. So, are your fractional folks, are they 1099? Are they employees? Like, what is the structure of what you're doing there?
Yeah, 1099. We've been growing. One of the exciting things that has happened in the last year and a half has been getting clarity. We've begun working with an EOS implementer, and that helped kind of get a clear picture of my face was on every seat within the business, basically. And that had worked fine for a while, but and it was nice. It's a simple business. For most of the journey, I'd been kind of our only team member doing everything. But what I realized was at some point, if my face is on every seat in the business, I'm the bottleneck. And I really care about multiple things, starting with I want to help as many people as possible. I also, I talked about time being the superpower. I want to wake up every day and do work that is filling and not draining. And so even within the work that we do with Amplify, I have gotten so much enjoyment building the team, documenting the processes we use to build forecasts and inviting others into doing the work. And it's been really fun to find people who enjoy certain parts of the business that I get drained by. And so we have just in the last year and a half, really begun to build the team in a fractional way internally, where now my face is really mostly in the visionary integrator spot within our own team.
Which is perfect for that creative side of you.
It is. I was amazed. It was like it was a light bulb moment for us where I realized, wait, it's possible that I could just spend all of my time in this And really do things like this, have these kinds of conversations. We're starting to host our own roundtable conversations with other business owners, and it's really fun, to be on. In some ways, going back to the music background, it's like I'm creating again. I'm writing the songs, again. I'm sort of in the behind the scenes kind of production side, and less so, I guess the alternative would be if I'm wearing every hat in the business, it's almost like the touring artist who's having to go town to town out there, and it's just grueling. It's a hard journey, and so I like being in that visionary role.
So we love to support our implementers at GCE, who's the sponsor of our podcast. So who is your implementer?
Anastasia Toomey.
Okay, so we like to give shout outs to
She
Anastasia
is the
Toomey.
best. The
Awesome.
best. Yeah.
So all right, you run on EOS. You are working with companies that run on EOS. Where do companies really go wrong when they are implementing, integrating, executing, whatever you want to call it, EOS, based on what you do and how you do it within your company? So primarily on the financial side, I would assume.
Yeah, we see the framework is so powerful to get initial clarity. So, reading the Traction book, going into the EOS framework it's so life-giving and refreshing to a business owner that is feeling scattered. And it is a good, really strong first push into getting clarity around things like the VTO, identifying where you hope the business is going. And there's the classic question that is posed a lot of times around the scorecard, and defining the scorecard is okay, if you were on a desert island and somebody brought you this one, it's your weekly update from the business, what needs to be on that to tell you that everything's on track? And it's a great thought experiment, and what we see happening sometimes is that the numbers that are kind of placed at, on the VTO for revenue or profit targets, looking a year, 3 years out, and then the activities and scorecard measurables that are placed on the scorecard are sometimes created in isolation from each other, and there's not always like one of the most critical things that needs to happen when you set up a scorecard is you choose. What's the target number? Like every week, what's the performance that we think it should be at? And if you come at that question just from the place of, well, what would feel like a good week? You're going to set a threshold of here's how many sales calls we need to have, or here's how efficient we need to be, whatever the metric might be. And the reality is, if you're growing, and especially if you're growing quickly, what might be in your head for a performance, week after week, that would be a solid week, it might not actually put you on course to hit the ambitious growth goals that you have from, for the next 12 months. So we see a lot of times the breakdown happen where those numbers on the VTO and scorecard are set in isolation from each other, and you get halfway through the year, and the visionary, the leadership team starts looking up, going, uh-oh, I don't know if we're on track for the revenue targets or profit targets that we thought we were. And the hard part about that is the sales team thinks that we're winning because all their numbers are green on the scorecard. We have to break the bad news, or we have to lower our expectations. But oftentimes the frustrating feeling of, finding that out in months later than you could have if you had just really built a forecast or created some sort of model that that shows what happens if, the scorecard thresholds hit these different levels. That's where we see a great need within, and even Anastasia, our implementer, has mentioned, she is able to sit with us every quarter, and she recommends you need to look at your P&L every month. Every 30 days, there should be a rhythm that you have in relationship to your financial data to just make sure that you're on the right track. And the framework that we use to do that, we call it a map review. So we're on a journey. We know where we should be every 30 days, essentially, by recalibrating our forecasts every month. MAP stands for measure, adjust, predict. And it really is a process that fits well within the greater EOS methodology and kind of rhythms. But we see a huge need for that 30-day rhythm around the financials that that doesn't naturally exist within the traction book necessarily.
Yeah.
Hi, I am Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. After decades of helping companies from pre-revenue startups to Fortune 50 giants, I wanted to create something that every leader could use right now. That's why we built the CEO Navigator. It is a custom GPT that helps you uncover real root causes of business challenges, build a focused 90-day plan, and even expose blind spots across your business that you don't yet see coming. This is not just artificial intelligence. It's built upon decades of proven operator experience, distilled in a tool that you can start using today. To explore further, please go to gcestrategicconsulting.com/CEO-navigator-GPT and see for yourself how it can help you lead with clarity and confidence.
And so who is your ideal client that you work with? Like who's, what type of business are we working with here?
Yeah, we work with a lot of service-based, like home services. There's some folks, we sponsored the EOS conference this last year, and we just began working with an HVAC company. We have some Shopify e-commerce businesses. So kind of across the board from an industry standpoint, really the ideal relationships are more about the stage of growth than the industry. And what I mean by that is, you know, companies, especially who are in that maybe $2 to $20 million revenue range, they don't necessarily need a full-time CFO yet. They're starting to encounter great decisions that require executive level reasoning, problem solving, forecasting, but there's not necessarily a need for that full-time relationship. So we often see companies who are facing those big growth decisions but don't have a CFO on their team. And then, you know, mentioning EOS, those building blocks that exist when they're already up and running on EOS, or they're being intentional with their numbers in the same way that EOS invites you to do as a business, those components really work well for us. And then honestly, like I mentioned time earlier, we love the relationships that we get to jump into with our business owners. So we just want to like the people that we're walking with. You know, we've worked hard to build a team that is relationship focused. And yes, we're talking about numbers, but at the end of the day, what is needed is not just good math. It's actually someone to hold your hand through complicated decisions and big, maybe hard transitions and ambitious moves that you might be making within your business.
So you primarily come in as the, you know, hired help, right? In a fractional way, as opposed to coaching up somebody that may potentially have a CFO, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And so with that, you know, what do you think some of the top things impacting your company or your industry right now? And they can be positive or negative.
One of the things that we see happening across the financial industry as a whole is the impact of AI, machine learning. There's a lot of exciting technology that is entering the space, which is awesome because at the heart of, you know, I mentioned how we started Amplify and the frustration I was feeling in those early conversations where I could see more about the numbers than the business owner saw about their own company, and they're in it all day, every day. So a desire
is actually not uncommon. Well, so we see that all the time here. You know, they're ADHD, no offense, but just ADHD, this project, that project, that project. And, you know, very few know how to predict, forecast, look into the future. It's honestly, it's something Ken does for GCE, and it's over my head when he's like, oh, and we can, and this and that, you know, but very few know how to do that.
And which is totally normal. I mean,
it's completely normal.
It's hard to do. So I say all that out of the empathy that it is very difficult. And even my answer around the you know, where is the gap within even EOS, it's not a criticism of EOS. It's the reality of, you know, to go deeper within it, it requires a lot more critical, you know, technical expertise. And the exciting thing, so at the heart of starting Amplify, it was with the desire to democratize insights for business owners around their own numbers and help them see and, you know, lead them to, you know, the visuals and the graphs that help them gain the confidence to make the courageous decisions within their business, and but really to democratize the insights. So wanting every business owner to see their numbers in the same way that I did. So in an exciting way, you know, what is AI, you know, to we see it right now with a lot of writing, copywriting with words, you know, it has basically leveled the playing field in some ways to help everyone be a great writer, you know, and now with math, it's not there yet currently, but where it's heading is that everyone hopefully should have at their fingertips, you know, really great insights that AI could offer around their numbers. And so I don't view that as a threat. I think the there are others who are, you know, our focus is very much in the forecasting fractional CFO services, looking into the future. Right. But I know there are a lot of companies who are, their core business is more on the bookkeeping, tax prep. It's more about categorizing numbers and organizing data. And I think there is a big push industry-wide to move toward advisory services that add more value to the business owners they're serving and could be a new revenue stream, but I think are also less prone to be gobbled up by AI in some ways. And so it's, you know, what's left at, when AI can do everything, it's the human connection, it's the human relationship. And so where what we're excited about is, you know, we want to utilize the best tools available and, you know, be able to provide amazing insights quickly to our clients. But really the value that will last in the long run is being that relational component, the human in the mix. I almost picture someone like a doctor in the future, like, yes, robots can do surgery, computers can read scans, but I would like to talk to a human to validate and make sure that.
Well, and I'm going to tell you what, AI has been incredibly inaccurate with numbers in my experience.
For sure.
And, you know, I'll upload, you know, whatever I'm looking for and it's all there clear as day and I'll just test it. I'll just, I'll just be like a woman and test it. Like, is it going to get it right? Is he going to get it right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then it fails and I'm like, okay, now you get to see what happens to the test. But I just test it to see because it's like, it's they it, when it's it when it's not right they just make it up so mean that's like that's like the most scariest part of it
for sure.
Taking some of this stuff as word is bond, so
well, and it's, you know, what I have watched is, so Brittany studied journalism, my wife Brittany, and she's a writer, great writer, and early on when AI was, you know, we'd play with it and have it make haikus about whatever and poems. And she, you know, early on, it was that same reaction that you had around the numbers. It was, oh, that's obviously, you know, here's why that was a bad rhyme. That's funny. You know, it's just kind of silly, but it's also, that's, it's the worst that it's ever going to be probably. So over the last couple of years, it's been amazing to watch her realize, oh, wow, that's really good. AI wrote that. Oh, it's, you know, it's less and less like, oh, see, it can't do what, it can't do the math. It's going to be able to do the math. So it's more, it's right now, it's just, you can't trust it. We don't use it for any you know, anything we're doing mathematically. But I just, I know that there are some new tools that are coming out in the coming years that I think are really exciting that will, again, further level the playing field, but do it in a trustworthy mathematical way and not like, oh, it's just trying to make me happy. It's telling me if I do this, our business is going to be wildly profitable, but it's only telling me that you can't validate the math on that. It's just doing it because it wants you to be happy as a business owner or something.
It literally does not want to disappoint you.
Exactly.
And that's what everybody, you know, and then I'll say things like, you know, look, you're wrong. And you're not listening to me and I need you to listen to me. And it's like, you know, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I only want you to feel happy about my results, you know? Yeah. And I'm like literally getting in a fight with my computer. Okay. So where do you see yourself investing resources for growth over the next year? Are you in a growing pattern right now? Is that where we're headed?
Yeah. So we are sponsoring the EOS conference again this next April. I think it's in Kansas City. So we're excited about that. And then we are investing our time and energy into building. We're working currently on a financial literacy resource that some implementers have encouraged us to create, just to help, again, further make accessible just fundamental questions like, what is EBITDA? Like, what does it stand for? How is it useful? What is it not useful for? How can I teach it to my, you know, other team members so we all understand what it's, you know, is it only useful if you're selling your business, or can it be useful every month when you're looking at your P&L? Those types of questions. So we're working hard to build that out. Yes, very much just investing in building our team and, you know, equipping more folks. You know, if I step back, I see two amazing groups of people. One is the business owners that are growing their businesses, but they're guessing more than they're comfortable with. And they feel a little bit alone in some of those big decisions, and they just need somebody in their corner. And that's one pool of people. And then I've talked to so many folks who are amazing guides, fractional CFOs, advisor type people who just want to do that kind of work. And so we have created a process. In some ways, when I step back, I see just a space for these two groups of people to come together to who need the work done and who, you know, thrive doing the work. And so that's what we're focusing on right now.
Perfect. Okay. And last question, if you had to do it all over again, speaking to a younger self or less experienced self, what would your advice be?
My advice would be, our first client that I worked with brought the traction book to our meeting. And then it took 8 more years for me to talk to Anastasia and realize, oh, we should be running on EOS ourselves, you know. And I have zero regrets about doing it, but I think that gap is something that has always lingered in my mind. Like, wow, like the answer key, and maybe it wasn't the right time, you know, to apply it to Amplify and to really step out of being more of a solo entrepreneur into a team environment. But you know, just taking a second read at traction early on would have been helpful. Yeah. And it's something now that I just yesterday mailed a copy of Traction to somebody. And it's just been a super helpful thing to just provide some external clarity and perspective to the complicated entrepreneurial journey. You know, even though it's, all of us are experiencing a unique version of it, we are all going down a path that many other entrepreneurs have gone down before. And so even though it feels like we're just inventing everything, and building the plane midair, as I heard somebody describe it, it's so helpful to just not be alone in that journey.
Well, and I would say too that, like, EOS is complicated, and most of the people that are making it happen in their companies are very smart people. They know what they're doing and they're smart. But if you get somebody that knows this, like the back of their hand and back and forth and left and right, if you can see progress with you doing it, you implementing it, you being the integrator for your company, like, imagine what you could do if you had that little bit of outside help. Because like you said, it is, there's so many faucets to it. And we learn you can never truly get to that visionary role while you are self-implementing or self-integrating. It just becomes harder and harder to get there. So, okay. And if somebody listening wanted to take the next step with you, what should they do?
Go to amplify.business. That's our website, and you can reach out to me and we can connect, or we can connect on LinkedIn as well. We'd love to I love hearing about the stories that, you know, as people are growing their business, just what they're excited about, what they're facing. It's always just fun to chat with other business owners.
Awesome. Well, this was great. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Winter.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, We are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.